You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends of Radio Maria. Welcome to Sacred Space. I'm your host, Beatrice, and together we are preparing for our consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary coming up. I am using my Father Michael E. Gatelead's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat. Today we begin week 4 of our preparation. During this fourth and final full week, we'll be focusing on the example and words of another great teacher of Marian consecration, Saint Pope John Paul II, the most Marian Pope, as he's been called, profoundly deepened the Church's understanding of Marian consecration. Building on the work of the Second Vatican Council, he provides us with a thoroughly biblical treatment of Marian consecration, which he also calls entrustment, and homes in on the idea that it's Mary's role to lead us into the mystery of Christ's redeeming love and self-consecration to the Father. The prayer that we will be reciting this week, each day, will be the Magnificat. This heartfelt prayer, recorded in the Gospel of Luke, captures Mary's joyful response to the great things God has done for her and her praise of his mercy. Of all the prayers we prayed this retreat, the Magnificat is by far the most inspired and inspiring because it is part of the Word of God and flowed from the Immaculate Heart of Mary herself. As we draw closer to Consecration Day, our hearts begin to fill with praise and thanks to God for the great gift of his mercy that is Marian consecration. For 3 weeks, we've been pondering on the powerful Marian teaching of Marian saints, and God has been doing great things for us. By reciting the Magnificat this week, we become even more united with Mary, who, with us, is rejoicing at the approach of the beginning of a glorious new morning in our relationship with her. Let us begin with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin with day 22, Mary's gift of mercy. In 1917, while World War I raged, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to 3 shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. She told them that the war would end, but if people didn't convert, a a worse war would follow and Russia would spread its errors throughout the world, causing more wars, martyrs, and persecutions of the church. To prevent this, Mary asked that the Holy Father consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart and for people to make 5 consecutive First Saturday Communions a reparation. In the end, she said, her Immaculate Heart would triumph. It's interesting that Mary mentioned Russia. At the time, this was cause for confusion. Russia? Holy Russia? What errors would this devoutly Christian country spread throughout the world? And how could such a poor Russia exercise so much influence? At this point in history, the Soviet Revolution was in its infancy. The communist, atheist, totalitarian regime had not yet been established. After Mary gave her prophecy about Russia, the children saw a vision involving a bishop dressed in white, who they understood to be the Pope. With great distress, they saw that he would suffer much and then be shot and killed. The children described what they saw only to church authorities, who decided not to disclose it to the public. This became known as the Last Secret of Fatima. Now, the very first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima happened on May 13, 1917 at 5 p.m. Exactly 64 years later, May 13, 1981 at 5 p.m., a small open-air jeep rode out to St. Peter's Square carrying Pope John Paul II, who warmly greeted pilgrims gathered in the square. At one point, the jeep stopped so the Pope could take a little girl into his arms. After he gave her back to her jubilant parents, the jeep continued on its way through the sea of waving, cheering pilgrims. Suddenly, a gunman fired 2 shots at the Pope from close range. The first bullet grazed his elbow. The second struck him in the abdomen and ricocheted inside him, shredding intestines and piercing his colon. Miraculously, the bullet missed the main abdominal artery by 1/10 of an inch. Had it been struck or even grazed, John Paul would have bled to death on the way to the hospital. Realizing this blessing, the Pope stated that one hand fired and the other guided the bullet. What hand guided that bullet? John Paul believes it was the hand of Our Lady of Fatima. The May 13th anniversary was not lost on him. In fact, after the shooting, he asked for the envelope containing the Last Secret of Fatima, the one about the bishop dressed in white. Then, with Fatima much on his mind, he thought to consecrate the world to Mary's Immaculate Heart as soon as possible, and he began composing an act of entrustment, which he solemnly prayed less than a month later. Even before this, within a week of the shooting, he repeated his own personal consecration to Mary in a recorded address to the pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. To you, Mary, I repeat, tutus tuus ego sum. On March 25th, 1984, in St. Peter's Square, before the official statue of Our Lady of Fatima that had been flown in for the occasion, John Paul made a more solemn entrustment of the world to Mary's Immaculate Heart. He concluded the prayer with the following words. Let there be revealed once more in the history of the world the infinite saving power of redemption, the power of merciful love. May it put a stop to evil. May it transform consciences. May your Immaculate Heart reveal for all the light of hope. After learning of the Pope's solemn entrustment, Sister Lucia, the lone survivor of the 3 Fatima seers, declared that it fully satisfied Our Lady's original request. 5 years later, the horrific Soviet totalitarian regime that had terrorized millions of people suddenly came to an end. That victory won, the Pope didn't rest. What he once called the Century of Tears was far from over. To confront the ongoing evil and injustice in the world, he forcefully proclaimed with growing frequency the saving power of God's merciful love. His efforts to promote this message culminated in the establishment of the Universal Feast of Divine Mercy Sunday in 2000 and a solemn act of entrustment of the world to Divine Mercy in 2002. 3 years after this entrustment, the great Marian Pope, the great Mercy Pope, died on a first Saturday and the vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday. Mary had saved his life at the dawn of his pontificate so that, through him, her divine son could lead the church to the victory of mercy and the triumph of her immaculate heart. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And that, dear friends, concludes the reflection for today. And I leave you with the following question to ponder. The first apparition of Fatima and the shooting of Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square both occurred on May 13th at 5 p.m. John Paul II did not consider this a coincidence. What is a coincidence anyway? Have you experienced any coincidences in your life? Do you believe, as John Paul II did, that in the designs of Providence there are no mere coincidences? If so, what do you believe God is saying through such God incidences in your life? If not, what explanation do you give to others of the two instances being similar in time, circumstances, or outcome?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.